弟兄姐妹大家平安。
I make peace to my brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习义人受苦之福。
And tonight I'd like to share on the topic of the tribulations and blessings of the righteous.
这是要根据我们教会的读经进度来谈一谈约伯记。
And this is according to our Bible reading schedule. We will be studying the book of Job.
这是要来探讨我们很多人一直对这个苦难有关的疑问。
And it is to discuss upon the questions we have about tribulations.
约伯记是一卷很重要的书，因为它放在旧约圣经这个所谓智慧书的第一卷。
And the book of Job is a very important book. It is placed first in the book of wisdom.
那是圣经旧约圣经的中间，也是我们新旧约全书一打开中间的部分基本上就会看到约伯记。
And this is in the middle, between the Old and the New Testament.
那这是神特别留给我们人类一个很重要的启示，特别是有关于苦难的问题。
And this is what God has left us as a revelation in terms of tribulation.
我们今天在本宝天国路圣经告诉我们，我们一定会经过苦难。
And today, as we are walking on this journey of faith, we will face tribulations.
我们要进入神的国，遇到艰难是必然的。
And in order to enter to the kingdom of God, we must face tribulations.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章的第三节说。
And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3.
第三节说，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们说患难原是命定的。
3. That no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this.
这是当时候福音传到帖撒罗尼迦这个地方之后，教会被建立起来。
And this was when the gospel was spread to Thessalonica and when the church was being built up.
那当时候信徒他们遇到很多的患难。
And at that time, the believers faced many hardship.
那这些患难是从外界来的逼迫。
And these afflictions were from the outside.
看起来当时候一定有人因为这些患难信仰摇动了。
And during that time, there must be believers who were shaken because of these afflictions.
所以使徒他们特别写信要提醒这些主耶稣的门徒要能够经得起患难。
So the apostles wrote this book to the disciples of Christ and to encourage them that they must stand firm.
因为他特别提到说，我们要进入神的国，受患难原是命定的，也就是说，这是一定会有的过程。
And here it mentions that in order to enter into the kingdom of God, that we are appointed of these afflictions.
所以我们人不管有没有信主，一定会遇到患难，这是每个人都可以接受的事实。
And so, as men, whether we are believers or not, we will face hardship.
那信了耶稣以后，我们可能会遭遇甚至更多的患难。
And even after we believe in Christ, it is possible that we will face even more hardship.
那因为这些患难是从福音来的。
And these tribulations comes from the gospel.
那我们人生在世上本来就会有患难。
And as sojourners of this world, we will face these hardships.
因为人是妇人所生没有不可能没遇到患难。
And because as men, we are born of a woman, and we will face affliction.
所以现在看回来约伯记第五章。
And let's come back to Job chapter 5.
五章第七节。
Job chapter 5 verse 7.
约伯记五章第七节说，人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
5 or 7, yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
那所以我们今天人活在世上本来就会有患难，这是必然的，我们不会觉得奇怪。
And so we will not feel that it is not ordinary that we face tribulations.
那所以但是今天我们信主，我们又加了一层，可能会因为福音，因为耶稣的缘故而更苦。
And now because we believe in Christ, that we will even face more tribulations because of our faith.
但是对面对这些苦难，我们却 不会丧胆，我们也不灰心。
But when we face these tribulations, we will not lose heart and we will not be discouraged.
我们甚至可以因为这些苦难得到更多神的福气。
And we can even receive more blessings because of these tribulations.
那这个就是旧约圣经约伯记，它告诉我们一个非常重要的主题。
And this is one of the very important themes that is mentioned in this book.
一位敬畏神的人很可能会遇到无故的苦难。
That a righteous man will face tribulations without any reason.
那约伯这个人物给我们留下一个旷古就是独特的一个楷模，他是一个非常标准的人物。
And Job, he is a very, he is a saint of the past. He is an example for all of us.
他指示我们信仰的原则是什么
？That he had told us what is our principles of our faith.
他告诉我们灵修是多么重要。
And he tells us it is very important to have spiritual cultivation.
他也指示我们一个人能够真的达到完全正直、远离罪恶的那个途径。
And he has a set example what it means to be righteous and blameless.
那最后我们都可以得到神，他说加倍的祝福。
And in the end, we will receive double the blessing.
那所以约伯记呢，他基本上是很多基督徒一开始可能觉得很困难的书卷，但是其实却是非常重要的一卷神的话语留给我们来思考的。
And many of us will feel that it is difficult to understand the beginning, but later on we'll realize that it has meaning behind it, and it is a reflection for all of us.
当我们读约伯记以后，我们会发现，最终我们都要达到像约伯一样的结论：我从前风闻有神，但现在我要亲眼见到神。
And after we finish the book of Job, we will all come to the same conclusion as him that we have heard you with our ears, but now we have seen you with our eyes.
所以从今天开始，我们要用42天的时间来读约伯记它的42章。
So starting from today, we will spend 42 days studying the book of Job.
每一天读一章。
Every single day, we will read a chapter.
然后去想一想看，他这里面所留给我们的教训。
And we will reflect about the teachings behind these words.
如果我们真的在读。
And if we truly study into this,
我们真的在祷告，求圣灵来指教我们。
And we truly pray for the Holy Spirit to teach us.
我们最终一定能够得到同样的祝福。
Then in the end, we will receive the same blessings.
我们对神会更加认识。
And we will know God even better.
我们对我们在世上所遭遇的苦难，我们会更加的有喜乐的心。
And all the tribulations that we face in this earth, we will have a greater joy.
最后，我们一定会确立我们的信仰。
And then we will stand firm in our faith.
真的成为义人，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And to become a righteous man who flees from evil.
那约伯记，他基本上是在写作的时候，前面两章是用散文的形式写成的，就是好像要讲故事一样，讲了一个故事。
And the first two chapters of Job is written as a narrative, as if it's a story.
他的这个约伯这个人物，他住在哪里？在什么时候出现，然后他的这些生活环境都记得很都有留下记录，是可以考察的。
And it records down about where Job is from, where he was, and all these things can be found here.
所以他应该是历史上确实存在过的人物。
And so in history, he was a man who once lived during that time.
他不是一个寓言故事，不是在讲一个虚造的人物。
And this is not a prophecy or a fiction story.
所以他前面两章就要讲他这个人他所遭遇的故事了。
And so the first two chapters introduces men and things that he has went through.
然后从第三章开始到第四十一章。
And starting from chapter 3 to 41,
它是用诗歌的形态，戏剧性的诗歌形态写成的。
Records down the story in the form of psalm, as if it's a.
所以是诗歌题材。
So it is in the form of psalm.
那所以他有时候在描述的时候，就跟用散文直接在讲故事是不一样的，一定要了解这个写作上的差异。
And so we must understand the difference in the way it is written. One is written, the first two chapters is written as a narrative and later on as psalms.
然后到了第42章，又最后又回到散文的形式来结论 他最后的结果。
And in chapter 42, it goes back as a story.
哦，那所以我们看在看约伯记的时候，你就看到他这个写作的时候，我们当我们中文圣经有时候可能看不出来，但是看英文的就很清楚他这个题材写作上的差异。
And so it might be hard to see this in Chinese, but in English it is very clear.
那约伯他这个人物在旧约圣经里面曾经被提出来，他是个义人。
And Job was once mentioned in the New Testament as a righteous man.
在旧约圣经呢？
In the Old Testament.
我们看以西结书十四章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
十四章看第十四节。
Ezekiel 14 verse 14.
十四节说 其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命，这是主神说的。
14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God.
再看第二十节
21:20.
虽然有挪亚、但以理、约伯在其中，主神说，我指着我的永生起誓，他们连儿带女都不能救，只能因他们的义救自己的性命。
Even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says the Lord God, they would deliver neither son nor daughter. They would deliver only themselves by their righteousness.
那这在提到这三个义人。
And so here mentions these three righteous men.
啊，所以我们就是说，古典的三义人就是挪亚、但以理跟约伯。
And so we said the righteous men of the Old Testament are Noah, Daniel, and Job.
那表示啊，这个约伯他曾经出现过在历史上，是一个真实的人物了。
And so Job was a real person who has appeared in the Old Testament.
他的义是被肯定的。
And his righteousness was recognized.
基本上我们。如果从圣经来看，很难看到他的不义，就是说他有什么罪。
And in the Bible, we cannot find that he has any fault.
可是他却受很大的苦，是一般人所不会没有办法承受的。
And yet he went through great tribulation that no ordinary man would face.
那在这个苦难当中，他用极大的忍耐撑过去了。
And during this great tribulation, he endured it through perseverance.
啊，所以新约圣经雅各书里面特别提出约伯的忍耐。
And so, especially in the New Testament in James, it mentioned about the perseverance of Job.
我们看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
11. Indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
那他这里特别提到说忍耐的人是有福的。
And here mentioned thatblessed are those who endure.
那这个有福的人特别提出约伯。
And when it talks about blessing, it especially mentioned this person, Job.
那表示约伯他曾经受过极大的苦。
And so it means that Job has once went through great tribulation.
他忍耐，他忍过去了。
And yet he has persevered to the end.
最后神给他一个结局。
And so in the end, God has given him a conclusion.
这个结局就是神给他加倍的祝福。
And this is that he has blessed him even more.
所以我们看约伯记第一章跟第四十二章。
And so if we look at Job chapter 1 and chapter 42,
我们就可以比较出神最后让约伯经历苦难以后，给他的财产都加倍。
And so we can make we can compare these two chapters and see that God has blessed him with even more than he had before.
他所失去的十个儿女，最后神又让他重新得到十个儿女了。
And he has he lost ten sons and daughters, and then he has gained 10 back.
所以他的结局在显明神是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
And so the ending of Job shows that God is indeed compassionate and merciful.
就让我们看出这个义人受苦，最终实际上在显明神是慈悲怜悯的，有慈爱的。
And so even though a righteous man may suffer through great tribulation, in the end it is to show that God is merciful and compassionate.
所以神 让人受苦，其实在是他给人慈爱的另外一个表现，另外一个形态。
And so in another way, another word, we can say that men go through suffering. It is to also another way for God to show His compassion and mercy.
让人可以体会神真的是慈悲怜悯的。
And for us to truly understand that He is such a God.
那有这样一个认识，就是我们对神的认知更上一层楼，我们更认识这位神了。
And by this understanding, we will know God even more.
好，所以约伯他这个故事在旧约圣经、在新约圣经都被提出来。
And so the story of Job have been mentioned in the Old and New Testament.
那他这个义人为什么要受苦
？And why did this righteous man have to go through tribulations?
从一开始到最后结束的时候，约伯都不知道为什么。
And from the beginning till the end, Job never found out.
但是他对神的认识已经提升到他不需要再去问神为什么了。
But his understanding and his knowledge of God has brought him never having to answer this question.
一开始很想要知道我为什么要受苦。
In the beginning, he really wanted to know why he had to go through this hardship.
他怎么想也想不懂。
And no matter how hard he thinks, he can understand.
那当时有一个很大的冲动。
And at the time, he really wanted to, he had.
他很想，他有一个 desire， 就是他想要跑到神面前去跟神问个清楚了。
That he had a great desire, to go in front of God and to ask Him why.
可是最后他放弃了这个想法了。
But in the end, he gave up this thought.
他接受了神为他所做的一切的安排。
He accepted, everything that God has given him.
然后照着神的吩咐去做。
And he did according to the will of God. 然后
神就给他加倍的福气。
And so God gave him double the blessings.
所以这整个约伯记在讲一个义人，他经过苦难，他最后得到福气哦。
And so the entire book of Job is about a righteous man who went through a great tribulation. At the end, he received blessings.
那这个苦来得很突然。
And this tribulation came very suddenly.
那这当中带出了很多的很多道理。
And within this, there is a deep message.
这里面我们看到约伯的三个朋友，他们怎么样来关心，想要来帮助约伯度过这个苦难。
And here we can also see Job's three friends who try to help him to go through this great.
那我们在读的时候，我们都可以一一的看到。
To this time, and we can read about this.
我们现在看回来约伯记第一章。
And let's go back to Job chapter one.
第一节。
Verse one.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
这整个故事发生在乌斯地这个地方。
And the entire story happened in the land of Uz.
那这个地方是在哪里呢
？And where is this place?
好，我们现在看第。二节说，他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
And chapter verse two, he has seven sons and three daughters.
第三节说
，verse three,
他的家产很多，有七千羊，有三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴，并有许多的仆婢。这个人在东方人中就为至大。
And verse three, his possessions were great: 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen.And he had a very large household, and this man was the greatest of all the people of the East.
我们一定很想知道这个乌斯地是在哪里，在中国呢，还是在美国呢，在欧洲呢
？And so we want to know where this land of Uz is. Is it in America, China, or in Europe?
因为约伯就是这里的人。
And because Job belongs to the people here.
那如果我们查乌斯这个地名
，And if we look for this land,
在创世纪第十章、二十二章。以及第三十六章都在讲一个人名叫有乌斯这个人名。
And in Genesis chapter 10 and 26, it mentioned a person named Uz.
二十二章跟三十六章了。
22 and 36.
那历代志上的第一章也有提到乌斯这个人名。
And in 1 Kings chapter 1, it also mentioned of this person named Uz.
那耶利米书二十五章二十节就提到地名。乌斯这个地名。
And in Jeremiah 25:26, it mentioned of this location named Uz.
在耶利米哀歌也提到这个地名。
And the Lamentation also mentioned of this name.
我们现在看一下耶利米哀歌第四章。
And now let's look at Lamentation.
耶利米哀歌。
Lamentations.
第四章二十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 21.
第四章的二十一节。
421.
二十一节说，住乌斯地的以东民啊，只管欢喜快乐，苦悲也必传到你那里，你必喝醉以致露体。
21. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall also pass over to you, and you shall become drunk and make yourself naked.
啊，所以从这一节就看出来，这个乌斯地应该是在以东人所住的区域之一。
And so from here we can see that the land of Uz is in Edom.
那这个乌斯地很显然应该在约旦河东，在南边啊，在以东人的区域里。
And we can see that this place is in the south of the Jordan River.
那有很多人去研究这个乌斯地这个地点以及约伯这个人物。
And many people have studied into the location of Edom and Job.
那所以有人说，约伯应该是亚伯拉罕那个时代的人，跟亚伯拉罕的孙子大概同时代的。
And they studied and they said that Job is he belonged to the time of Abraham.
所以这个事情发生很早以前，应该距离现在三四千年前了。
And so this happened long time ago, and it can be approximately 3,000 to 4,000 years ago.
那这个地点，这个乌斯地这个地方，它一定有一些特色的啊。
And the land of Uz, it has some characteristics.
你看约伯他有7000头羊，他有这么多的牲畜。
And we can see that Job has great possession. He has thousands of sheep.
所以那个地方一定他有足够的土地让他耕种，让他牧放群羊以及他这些走兽。
And so that place must have a great land, a great plain where he can shepherd these sheep.
那这个地方应该住了很多种不同的人，所以约伯的三个朋友特别提到他们从哪里来。
And this place must also have dwell many people from different places, and here mentioned where his friends came from.
我们看约伯记二章的第十一节。
And let's look at Job chapter 2 verse 11.
因为读约伯记的时候，一定会跟着提到他这个三个朋友了。
And so when we're studying the book of Job, it will mention of these three friends.
如果像一个戏剧一样，约伯是主角，约伯的三个朋友就是配角。
As if this is a story, Job is the protagonist, and his three friends are the other characters.
那第十一节说，约伯有三个朋友，是提曼人以利法、苏雅人比勒达、拿马人索法。
And here mentioned that his three friends are Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shihite, and Zophar the Naamathite.
那所以这个提曼人、苏雅人、拿马人，应该也都是住在附近的人呢。
And so the Temanite, the Shihite, and the Naamathite are all people who dwell around that area.
所以这个就是在让我们知道他当时这一些地理的位置的。
And so this gives us a clear understanding about the approximate location of where this place is.
从第一章第十五节看到啊。
And from chapter 1 verse 15.
这里有一说了一种示巴人。
Here mentions about the Sabians.
好，然后到了第十七节讲到加勒底人。
And in 17, it mentioned the Sheldians.
那表示说，这个示巴人、加勒底人，他们当时候也都在那一个地区活动，所以他们会来抢他们的约伯的这些财物。
And so here, the Sabians and the Sheldians must be people who live around the area, and that they have raided his possessions.
那我们最后知道，这个地点一定是在约旦河的东边，所以在东方。
And so from here, we know that this place is the east of the Jordan River.
那这个事情一开头啊，这个约伯记一开头的时候，他介绍约伯这个人物，他的地点啊，这些基础的背景。
And from the beginning introduces the person Job and the location.
好，那看回来第一章的第四节。
Let's go back to chapter 1 verse 4.
哦，对不对？先看第一节，再读一下第一节。
Verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. The man was blameless, upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
看起来，这个故事好像是第三人称所写出来的，不是约伯本身用第一人称所叙述的。
And from this, we can see that the story is written in a written third person, not by Job himself.
哦，所以有人就在猜说，哎，这个到底是谁写的呢？怎么会写得这么样的深入，然后又知道这么详细当时候约伯跟他朋友这些对话的过程。
And then the people began to guess who have written this book, who can write a such detailed and such deep story.
有很多不同的说法。
And there are many guesses.
那其中 有人说，说不定是这个当时候在旁边的那个青年人以利户。
And then one guess is this book was written by Eliphaz.
因为在到了第三十几章的地方，到了三十二章。
And then chapter 32.
到了三十二章，哎，现在突然出现另外一个人啊，叫做以利户了。
And another character has appeared. It is Elihu.
所以一开头第二章讲约伯三个朋友之后，到三十二章，哎，有一个年轻人，他坐在旁边，就在听他们这四个人的对话。
And in the beginning, there were his three friends. And in chapter 32, this young man Elihu, he was listening to the conversation between Job and his friends.
那这个以利户他也是有来历的，他也都知道他是什么人呢？他是哪里人呢？布西人啊，兰啊，这他是写得很清楚有关这个人的出现啊，出生。
And here it clearly records where he was from, and he was the son of the Buzite.
他是哪一族的？是哪里的人？然后是谁的儿子？他写得很清楚啊。
And even mentioned where he was from and what family he belongs to.
但是他显然就坐在他好像在现场啊，现在听到他们约伯跟他三个朋友的整个对话整个过程。
And he records as if he was there and he was listening to the conversation between Job and his friends.
所以有人就说，说不定就是这个以利户所写的。
So some say maybe this book was written by Elihu.
但是不管谁写的都没有关系。
But it does not matter who have wrote this book.
我们知道圣经都是神所默示的。
And we know that the Bible is a revelation from God.
神特地让有一个人把这个约伯的故事记录下来，留给我们要做我们在救恩上很重要的一个指引。
And God has sent someone to write this book and for us to read about as a great guidance.
因为要让我们知道这个苦难到底是怎么一回事。
And it is for us to truly understand the meaning of tribulations.
好，那这个约伯呢，他的出现到了第一章的第八节以后，神这样说。
And in chapter 1, verse 8, God has said this.
第一章第八节，神这样子向撒旦这样介绍约伯，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？
And the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth?
他说地上没有人像他这样完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事了。
There is none like him who is blameless and upright.Who fears God and shuns evil.
这一句话在二章的第三节，神再讲一次。
And God said it again in chapter 2, verse 3.
所以神对约伯的称呼是，他是我的仆人。
And so God has called him as my servant.
那这个人，神说他是完全正直的。
And God said that he is a upright person.
就是因为他是正直，所以圣经说第一章第三节说他在东方是至大的。
And so because of this, in chapter 1, verse 3, it says that he is the greatest of all people.
所以他的正直，完全正直跟他至大是有关联的。
And so being a righteous man has direct correlation to him being the greatest of all people.
这是神给他的肯定。
And this is God's recognition for
him. 神自己说约伯是敬畏神的人。
And God said so himself that he is a righteous man.
约伯的敬畏神表现在哪里呢？
And where can we see that?
今天很多人也说他是敬畏神的。
Today many people say that they fear God.
很多人也说我相信有神。
Many people say that they believe in God.
我是一个基督徒。
That they are Christians.
我将来可以去天国的。
And that in the end I will go to heaven.
常常都是我们人自己说的啦。
And many times we say this ourselves.
那人说的有时候不算数。
And sometimes what we say do not count.
不见得是正确。
It may not be true.
但是如果是神说的就不会错了。
But if God says it, then it is right.
神对约伯的评论两次都讲一样的话。
And two times God has said this about Job.
那约伯他这样敬畏神，他在哪里表现出来？
And where does it show that Job was a man who feared God?
看第一章的第四节。
And let's look at chapter 1 verse 4.
他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里设摆筵席，就打发人去请他们的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃饭。
For and his sons will go and feast in their houses each of his appointed day, and will send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
第四节。
For
筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自己，他清早起来就按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神，约伯常常这样行。
5. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job was sent and sanctified them, and he would rise early in the morning, offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
这里看到约伯他献燔祭。
And here records that Job will offer burnt offerings.
他献燔祭是为了他的儿女献的。
And he burnt offerings for the sake of his sons and daughters.
献祭的原因是因为每次都是在儿女聚集吃饭喝酒之后，他赶快为儿女献祭。替他们赎罪。
And he would always offer burnt offerings after the days of feasting, and he would do this for their sake.
每天他们一这个聚会一结束之后，他隔天马上就献祭了。
So after the days of feasting, he would immediately rise and offer burnt offerings for them.
因为他说恐怕我儿女们他们犯了罪，在这个吃吃喝喝当中呢，不小心讲错话得罪了神。
For it records he said thatIt may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
那他们可能心中讲了一些有了不好的意念，讲出了不该说的话语。
And that maybe during the time when they are feasting, that they may have sinned against God in their hearts and have said the wrong things.
所以他说赶快为他们赎罪，然后献祭，用这个献燔祭的方式来表达对神的赔罪了。
So he would hurry and sanctify and offer burnt offerings as offerings of repentance.
从他的这个动作，我们可以看出约伯他所处的年代一定是在律法颁布之前啊，也就像亚伯拉罕也是一样的献燔祭那个时代一样的。
And from this we can see that this period must be during the time before the law were given to the people, and it should be around the time of Abraham.
所以以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们那个时代，他们自己也都可以像祭司一样献祭给神。
Because during the time of Abraham, Esau, and Jacob, they can act as behalf as the priest to offer burnt offerings.
从这第五节的这样记载，我们就看出约伯他自己真的是以身作则，在执行很对神很敬畏的这个生活。
And from verse 5, we can see that Job has set a great example, that he has set an example for his sons and daughters.
他用身教来教育儿女敬畏神啊。
That he has set an example to educate them that they must fear God.
那约伯他自己本身是远离恶事的人啊。
And Job himself was a man who shunned evil.
神说他是敬畏神远离恶事。
And God said that he feared God and shunned evil.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他很清楚了解，一个人如果心里面偏离神，嘴巴讲错话，接下去很可能就会做出一些不该做的事了。
And because he is a man who clearly knows that when a person speaks the wrong things or have the wrong thoughts, he will be led astray.
所以你看他知道，儿女一定要及早跟他们教育，然后在他们还没有犯错以前，就要求神来引导他们走上正路。
And so he knows to educate his sons and daughters and to help to pray for them that they would shun evil before they commit something great.
看起来约伯他很富有，他事业做很大。
And it seems like he is a very wealthy man.
他事业很大，他照理说应该也很忙才对了哈。
And if he is wealthy and he's very busy with his affairs, then he must be a very busy person.
可是他很重视他的儿女。
But yet he emphasized greatly on his sons and daughters.
他就已经先看到每次儿女他们在一起聚餐的时候有可能就会犯错，所以赶快要为他们献祭赎罪，让他们及时可以 让这个错误不要发生了。
And he knows on the days of feasting it's possible that they will sin against God, so he will hurry and burn offerings on their behalf.
他在发展他的事业当中，他不会忘记他儿女的信仰。
And even when he's expanding his wealth, he never forget about his sons and daughters' faith.
他很关心他的儿女对神的心呢。
And that he really cares about how they think of God.
我们就想到约伯他自己对儿女都有这个做法，他自己本身怎么可能会去做错事？
And so if he feels this way toward his sons and daughters, he would be a very righteous man even in his own actions.
所以神特别跟他说，他是一个完全正直的人。
And so here God says that he is a upright person.
他说世上再没有人像他这样子完全呢。
That there is no one else like him.
所以从神的眼光看来，从他的表现，约伯真的是义人，他没有缺点。
And so from the perspective of God, he is indeed a righteous man who is blameless.
那我们每个人看到约伯都很羡慕啊，羡慕他的这个正直啊。
And so many of us who read about him, we admire his righteousness.
有时候我们都说啊，我们没有像约伯这样的。
And oftentimes we will say we are not like him.
很多时候很怕像约伯这样，那就惨了。
At the same time, we are afraid to be like him because we are afraid of the consequences.
接下来可能财产一夜之间就都没有了。
That maybe in one day our wealth will be gone.
儿女一夜之间死光光。
That our sons and daughters would die.
身体又生重病。
And that you will be greatly ill.
然后最后他的妻子离他走了。
And in the end, your wife will leave you.
所以约伯他这样一个义人。可是他后来接下来他遭遇的事情是没有一个人想要跟他一样的。
And so yet Job was such a righteous man, no one wants to go through what he has gone through.
他这个完全人其实不是完全人，不是一夜之间就会有啦。
And it does not happen overnight that he is a righteous man.
我们看到约伯的时候，我们都很羡慕。
That when we look at him, we admired him.
但是对不起，如果我们没有从小来培养我们的下一代，我们就不可能会出现像约伯这样的完全。
But in fact, if we do not raise our sons and daughters to be faithful, then we will not be like him.
我们现在还活着，我们日子还有的时候，我们如果没有追求，我们到要离开这个世界以前，我们就不会是完全人。
That while we're living, if we do not pursue this faith, when we are about to die, we will not have this kind of faith.
所以这个完全。要成为义人，一定要经过追求，经过灵修了。
And so to become a righteous man, there is a process, and that we must pursue, and we must have our spiritual cultivation.
我们一定要趁着我们还年幼、还有时间的时候，要像约伯这样子追求，来敬畏神，远离恶事。
We must do it while we're so young, that we can become a person like him who feared God and shunned evil.
那最后我们一定可以得福气。
And in the end, we will receive blessings.
我们也会能够得到神这样的一个评论评语。
And we will receive these words from God.
那这当中，我们接下来要受苦，我们就不会害怕了。
And so, even in the midst when we have to face tribulations, we will not be afraid.
那所以现在约伯他所经历的苦啊。
And so the tribulations that Job have gone through.
那这个原因在第一章的第六节这样说。
And the reason is in chapter 1 verse 6.
是因为在天上。有一段撒旦跟神之间的对话。
And it is because in the heavenly realm there was a conversation between God and Satan.
那时候神问撒旦。
At the time God asked Satan.
你第八节说你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有。
Have you considered my servant Job that there is none like him on earth?
好，当然约伯，当然撒旦他有啊，他知道啊。
And of course Satan knew.
所以第九节约伯撒旦就回答神说约伯敬畏神岂是无故的呢
And so in 9 Satan asked Lord and said Does Job fear God for nothing?
因为你给他这么多的祝福完全的保护
And it is because you gave him so many blessings You gave him a complete protection
在世上这么样的顺利
that on earth Everything for him has been so smooth
他当然敬畏你
Of course he would fear you
但是如果你毁掉他一切所有
But if you destroy everything that he ever have
他就要当面弃掉你了
Then he will forsake you
好这样一个对话当时候约伯不知道
And Job does not know this conversation
接下来神就对撒旦说
And then God said to Satan
第十二节
12
凡他所有的都在你的手中只是不可以伸手加害于他
Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on this person.
这是凡他所有的表示，在他身外之物的一切东西，现在都变成魔鬼可以想做什么就做什么。
So everything that he has is everything that he has, in his possessions other than himself is in the hand of Satan.
在这里看来，凡他所有的，啊，我们从后面的发展看来，没有包括他的妻子的。
And so if everything has, later on, we can see that it does not include his wife.
所以妻子不是丈夫所拥有的，妻子跟丈夫是一体的。
And so we can see that wife is not a possession of the husband, but they are one.
所以这个做丈夫的不能够把妻子当作他是外人，
他是另外一个人。 So the husband should not treat, the wife as an outsider.
妻子跟丈夫是合为一体。
And that husband and wife are one.
他就是跟约伯连在一起的。
That in God's eyes, they are one.
儿女可以死掉，妻子不会死。
That his sons and daughters died, but not his wife.
所以现在约伯记接下去就从第十四节开始，灾祸就来了。
And so the story continues in chapter 14.
连续四个灾祸，连续有四个灾祸。
And it continues with four types of woes.
第一个先开始是这是人祸啊。
And the first is a human disaster.
因为就是示巴人来抢东西
，and because the Sabians have raided his possessions，
把那些牛啊、驴啊都把他抢走了
，and that he has taken his donkeys and oxen。
第二个灾祸
，and the second disaster。
十六节
，in verse 16，
神从天上降火来，是从天上来的天灾
，and this is。A disaster from heaven that God has sent down fire.
把这些羊都烧死了。
And burned up the sheep and the servants.
十七节。
17.
又是人祸。
And it is another human disaster.
是从加勒底人来把他的这些骆驼跟仆人都把他抓走，把仆人杀了。
And the Chaldeans raided the camels, took them away, and killed the servants.
第四个灾祸
，and the fourth disaster，
从天上来，现在刮大风
，it is from heaven。
第十九节
，in verse 19，
这个房子倒塌，十个儿女在这个一次的倒塌当中都压死了。
Suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the house and filled the young people. They are all dead。
这四个灾祸接二连三
，and these four disasters continued。
第二十节。
In verse 20,
耶伯撕裂外袍，剃头，俯伏在地上下拜。
Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head.
他说：“我赤身出母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是神，收起的也是神。神的名是应当称颂的。”
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
在这一切事上，耶伯没有犯罪。
In all these things, Job did not sin against God.
不以神为愚妄。
And he did not consider God foolish.
也就是说，他很小心他的嘴，他的心。
And so he was very careful with his mouth, and he was very careful with his heart.
他完全没有去质问神说，为什么会这样子。
And he did not question God, why did this happen to me?
他只知道。这些都是神收走了。
He only knows that God gives and He takes away.
他不敢随便评论神了。
And He dares not talk about God and why He did this.
事情还没有结束。
And it is the story is not over yet.
不久以后。
Not long.
第二章第一节说，
after,
又有一天。
In chapter 2, verse 1, there was another day.
我们不知道经过多久。
We don't know how much time have passed.
但是他还在忧伤当中的时候。
That he was still in distress.
接下来天上又发生了另外一幕，也是耶伯不知道的。
Another scene has happened in the heavenly realms.
现在神又允许撒旦另外一次攻击。
And God allows Satan's another attack.
第六节说
，Verse six，
神对撒旦说：“他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。”
The Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life."
那这一次他在你手中啊，这个就包括了约伯的妻子了。
And this time, behold, he is in your hand, it includes his wife.
但是命要留着，不可以伤了他的生命。
But spare his life, not hurt his life.
因为撒旦是说你要得到神的允许去攻击约伯的骨头和他的肉啊，就是要伤害他的身体的。
And so Satan this time is to harm his body.
啊，结果第七节真的撒旦就下手了。
And in verse 7, Satan did that.
现在约伯从头脚掌到头顶都长毒疮。
And he struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
最后他坐在炉灰中用瓦片刮身体。
And he took for himself a potsherd with which he scraped himself while he sat in the ashes.
这个时候约伯的妻子就受不了了。
And this time his wife can no longer hold and said,
他说你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了算了。
Hold fast to your integrity, curse God and die.
这个时候你看约伯他经历了儿女财产一日失丧之后接下去他身体生病长毒疮。
And that Job has lost everything in a day, his possessions, his sons and daughters, and then he is faced with painful boils.
这是第五项的灾难，就是现在生病了。
And this is the fifth disaster that was struck.
第六层的伤害。
And the sixth type of disaster.
就是约伯的妻子的这些话。
Is the words of his wife.
现在显然魔鬼的约撒旦的这一次攻击，连约伯的妻子都受不了了。
And this time, the attack from the Satan is something that the wife cannot even endure.
他妻子说：“你现在还要持守你的纯正吗？”
And the wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity?"
他已经信不下去了。
That she can no longer have faith.
他说：“你死掉算了。”
And she said, "Curse God and die."
活得太痛苦了。
That it is too painful to live.
这个时候，约伯会对他的妻子说。
And this, when this time Job said to her.
第十节。
In verse 10.
那你讲话像愚顽的妇人一样。
You speak as one of the foolish women speaks.
他说：“难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗
？”Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?
在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
都一直在强调约伯，他非常的敬畏神的。
And here, always emphasize that Job was one who feared God.
魔鬼他对约伯的这个企图，并没有得逞。
That the plot of the Satan did not succeed.
他认为夺他的财产，伤他的身体，约伯他就会弃掉神，他就会开始咒诅神。
And Satan thought that by taking his possessions and hurting his health, that he would curse God.
但是约伯都没有。
But Job did not do.
他还是一样非常的完全呢。
He did not do that, and he was still very righteous.
所以神两次的肯定是没有错的。
And so the two recognition from God was still holds true.
约伯他这样的一个完全的正直是非常，我们今天想来真的是没有办法想象。
And him being such a righteous man is something that's hard for us to imagine.
这个故事演变到真的还没结束。
And here the story is continues.
接下去就是最精彩的。
And later on, it is even more appealing.
现在他的三个朋友。从远处听到了这一切的消息。
Now that his three friends heard of all the adversity that had come upon him,
他们个人从不同的地方来到，一起约定时间来到约伯这个地方，要为他悲伤，要来安慰他。
And that each have came from his own place and made an appointment together to come and mourn with him.
当时候，他们这三个朋友看到约伯这个情况的时候，七天七夜。放声大哭，没有一个能够讲出一句话来。
And when they saw him, they mourned and cried for 3 days, 3 nights, and no one said a word.
因为他们看到约伯极其痛苦，他们实在不知道讲什么话了。
Because they saw the great grief that he was enduring, and none of them said anything.
但是这三个朋友等到约伯开口咒诅他自己的生日以后
，But after Job had regrets his birth,
他们这三个朋友其实是。非常同情约伯的遭遇的。
His three friends really experience and understand his grief.
没有人敢先开口讲话。
And no one dared to open their mouth first.
因为不知道怎么讲。
Because they don't know what to say.
一讲话出去，可能就没有人敢冒这个险了。
Then no one would dare to speak first.
所以等到约伯自己开口之后再说。
So until Job opened his mouth first, then they speak.
第三章开始。
starting from chapter 3.
用诗歌的形态开始写了。
In the form of psalm, the story was recorded down.
就接下去，约伯跟他三个朋友有三回合的对话。
And it includes three rounds of conversation between Job and his friends.
三个朋友轮番的去跟约伯去探讨他为什么受苦的原因呢
？And then began the conversation between Job and his friends of why he is suffering.
那最后呢？哎，他这三个朋友这样讲。跟他这样一来一往的沟通之后，让约伯越来越伤心了。
And during the conversation between his friend, the longer they speak, the more grief he feels.
就是约伯第七项的苦难，就是他的朋友对他的误会。
And the seventh disaster that he experienced was the misunderstanding from his friends.
他的朋友。一直说约伯，你一定犯罪，你一定要想想看你哪里做错，不然神不会这样对待你。
And his friends keep telling him that you must have sinned somehow, and that is why you're experiencing this pain.
这三个朋友不讲还好，他们一讲话，哇，那个约伯更难过了。
And because of his friends' words, he feels even sadder, and he is in greater grief.
我们看第十六章。
And let's look at verse 16.Chapter 16.
约伯被他三个朋友一讲以后，哇，他火气越来越大。
And because of his friends saying these things, he was very angry.
第十六章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
约伯回答说：“你这样的话我听了许多，你们安慰人，反倒叫人愁烦。
”I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters, are you all?
他说：“虚空的原理有穷尽吗？有什么话惹动你回答呢？”
Shall words of wind have an end, or what provokes you that you answer?
我也能说你们那样的话。你们若处在我的境遇，我也会联络言语攻击你们，又能向你们摇头。
I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's place, I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you.
所以，约伯的朋友，他们一直想要安慰，可是他们的安慰带来反效果。
So Job's friends really wanted to comfort him, yet it was a counter effect.
这些灾难一层加一层。
And so these disasters piled on to him.
从一开头是身外之物。
From the beginning, he lost his possessions.
到他的身体。
Until he lost his own health.
到他的身边的妻子。
And then his wife.
然后接下来就是他这个整个人，他的过去所有的被否定。
And he was, and everything he has ever owned, or have, he was disowned.
所以从物质到心灵的层面，到否定他整个人格。
And so he lost everything from his material wealth to his own personal integrity.
他这个苦难真的是没办法想象的。
And so this is an unimaginable tribulation.
到最后，他就说他们三个朋友是无用的医生。
And then at the end, he said that the three of his friends are useless doctors.
常常我们都会说，哎，约伯，他事实上很自义啊。
And often people would say that Job is a self-righteous.
也就是说，约伯事实上也没有完全呢。
That he is not really righteous.
但其实约伯他的不完全，我们如果从第一章、第二章神。他亲自的肯定，他说他是完全正直，他是远离恶事，他是没有错的。
But God gave his recognition two times in the beginning of the book that he is a upright man.
约伯之所以后面产生出了他的一直在讲他自己怎么样，是被他的朋友激出来的了。
And the reason why Job beginning to speak such words is because of his friends who were pushing him.To be discouraged.
是因为他的三个朋友给他造成的。
And this was caused by his friends.
所以有时候我们在看约伯记的时候。
And so when we're reading the book of Job.
我们一定要把这个所谓的这个神眼中的公义，他的正直讲清楚。
We must clearly understand and explain the righteousness that God have mentioned here.
在神眼中，其实使人自己也说他是。他是因着这个撒旦他这些话语要试验约伯，所以让约伯遭遇这一切的了。我们看第一章
Then chapter one.
第二章，对不起，第二章。
Chapter two.
第二章的第三节。
Verse 3.
这里第一章的事情发生以后，现在撒旦再来，神问他。
And after all that happened, again the Lord said to Satan.
第二下半句说，你虽然激动，我攻击他，无故地毁灭他。他仍然持守他的纯正。
That he said, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause.
其实，约伯他所做他所表现的，在神是绝对肯定的。
So everything he has done, that he has a recognition before God that he is a righteous man.
约伯他最后他其实，我们如果读到最后，因为我们没有时间，最后他得到他了解神。他得到两个结论。
And we don't have time to read further, but in the end, Job has given two conclusions.
以后我们有机会再说。
And later on, we can study into.
但是我们知道，义人他现在受苦。
But now we know that the righteous men have endured through tribulation.
他的朋友一直想要来去帮助他。
And his friends are trying to help him.
他们用他们自己的逻辑要去套约伯的苦难。
That they are trying to use their own logic to explain the sufferings of Job.
他们的原理是正确的，就是他的三个朋友所讲的原理是正确的，受苦的原理了。
Their explanation may be logical.
但是用在约伯身上是错的。
But it is wrong to say this about Job.
因为约伯受苦不是因为他们朋友所分析的原因。
Because the sufferings of Job is not because of what he his friends.Have analyzed.
所以最后其实约伯他自己很清楚这些苦难从神来的。
And so Job knew from the beginning that these sufferings came from God.
他最后经过了跟他朋友的对话，以利户这个年轻人的提醒，以及最后神直接跟约伯讲话以后。
And after the conversation with his friends and the reminder from Elihu and the conversations with God,
最后约伯
at the very end,
他得到两个结论。
He received two conclusions.
这个结论就在四十二章。
And it is in chapter 42.
我们现在看四十二章。
Let's look at chapter 42.
第一节。
Verse one.
约伯回答神说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。”
Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you."
第三节。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
第四节，求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。
For listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me.
第五节
，Five.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼见到你。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
第六节。
Six.
因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
最后约伯得到的结论就是神是万事都能做，神是全能的神。
In the end, God, he has come to two conclusions. The first is that God is no purpose of yours can be withheld from him.
等到神跟他问了一些问题之后，约伯现在了解这个事实。
And that after his friends have asked him some questions, he have come to this conclusion.
他知道这一切都是神所主导的。
He knows.
赏赐的是神，收取的是神。
He knows that God gives and he also takes away.
他本来一直想要到神面前亲自去问个清楚。
And before he wanted to ask God, why this happened to him?
他要把他案件陈明到神面前。
He wanted to go before God.
他当时候没有办法完全接受神的绝对主权。
And at the time, he could not completely understand or obey the will of God.
可是现在，他终于明白了。
But now he finally understands.
他说：“神是全能的神。”
That you are omnipresent.
他的旨意不能拦阻，就是神想要做什么就可以做什么。
That no purpose of yours can be withheld from you.
神要做事，不要经过你同意。
That what God wants to do.Do not need your permission first.
他就是让这个事情发生了。
And that he can make things happen.
所以最后约伯他完全接受神让他身上所遭遇这一切。
And so in the end, Job accepts everything that God has given him.
他完全臣服在神面前。
That he prostrate before God.
他说 神的旨意不能隐藏，我以前是风闻有神的。
And he said that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. I heard of you.
但是现在他说他亲眼看到神。
But now I have seen you with my own eyes.
所以什么叫做以前风闻有神 的状况呢？
So what does it mean that I have heard of you before?
也就是说他以前他知道有神，他把这个神认为他是可以像人一样去跟他 argue， 去跟他问个清楚。
And before, it means that before he heard of this God, and his understanding of God was limited, and he thought that he could argue with God.
但现在他知道。
But now that he knows,
神是有绝对的主权，他可以做事不需要跟你说，你不需要知道。
That God has the ultimate control with everything, and he does not need your permission first.
连神所造的这一切这些受造物都这么奇妙，他都不能了解，他现在怎么可能了解神的旨意呢？
And everything God has created is so wonderful, and if he doesn't understand everything that God has created, how can he understand God?
所以他现在完全接受神在他身上一切的安排。
And so now he accepts everything that God has given him.
不论神要他在他想要在他身上做什么，他都接受，都没有意见了。
And that anything that God would do, he accepts.
所以就好像他现在如同亲眼看到神，他透过神的作为就觉得说，啊，这个就是神要这样做的。
And so now he sees God with his own eyes, and he understands his doings and his acceptance.
所以这个整个苦难的过程，对约伯最大的收获就是，他完全接受神的主权。
And so this entire tribulation, the greatest gain for Job is that he understands and accepts God's will.
就是这个最后他的结论呢。
And so this is the conclusion.
当人认识神以后，完全接受神的安排。
That when a man truly knows God and accept his arrangement.
不管发生什么事都没有关系的。
It doesn't matter what happens.
神说了他就去做了。
That God will do what he says.
他完全没有意见，他也不会想去报复了。
That he has no complaints.
他的朋友对他所讲的这一些不公平的话，他完全都饶恕。
And everything that his friends have said, he has forgiven them.
那所以，让我们看到真正的信仰，真的亲眼看到神的信仰是什么呢？
And so this allows us to understand what is a faith that you can see God.
这个过程是经过苦难淬炼出来的。
And this kind of faith comes from tribulation.
这个信仰让我们看到一个活泼的盼望。
And this faith allows us to see a hope.
将来我们一定要能够认识到神这个绝对主权。
That we will one day understand his perfect will.
我们会愿意放弃我们自己。
That we are willing to give up ourselves.
有时候我们很坚持我们的想法。
That sometimes we hold firm to our thinkings.
问个明白。
That we
找个究竟。
Want to understand everything, we wanted to find out why.
但是当我们完全顺服神的主权的时候。
But when we truly obey God's will.
我们愿神的旨意畅通无阻。愿神的旨意在我们身上畅行了。
We will say that may your will be done.
然后我们可以愿意真的照神的吩咐去做。
And that we will willingly obey and say that your will be done.
饶恕人。
According to and to forgive others.
愿意去爱人。
And willing to love others.
愿意去把神的这个生命彰显出来。
And willing to live out the life of Christ.
那这个就是一个大的福气。
And this is a great blessing.
最后在神面前就真的是完全正直。
And in the end, we will be righteous in front of God.
愿主带领我们。
And may God guide us.
我们会继续的读约伯记。
That we will continue to study the book of Job.
在读经当中好去思想神要我们学习的。
And that we will reflect about this in our reading.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
446首。